Hello and welcome to our podcast about cancel culture. So that you can adapt to the theme, we have a few informations for you. First of all, what is cancel culture? Well, cancel culture refers to the popular practice of withdrawing support for public figures and companies after they have done or said something considered objectionable or offensive. So, would you actually get cancelled in situations? Well, you can get cancelled in every situation because of things you might have done in the past or said, but also positive behavior can get cancelled. Mostly people get cancelled by people who feel guilty themselves. That's why they start cancelling. The most popular cancel culture is via the internet, about people who have done bad things, because in the internet, it's anonymous. Cancel culture is not only just being cancel blocked on social platforms, it's the general blockage of social activity. You can be cancelled by your friends when they start ignoring you, for instance. So now, you have a general knowledge and a picture of cancel culture. Now, let's head to the Vox Pops.
What do you think cancel culture is?
I don't know. Different cultures.
No, cancel culture is a popular practice of withdrawing support of public figures.
There's a right, okay.
Why do you think cancel culture is called like that?
Because it interferes with different cultures.
No, it's that. It cancels public figures and other companies. So, like, culture is being kind of blocked.
Hello, we have a few questions to you about cancel culture. So what do you think cancel culture is?
When you cancel out a part of culture that is, when you cancel out a part of culture?
Not quite. So cancel culture refers to popular practice of withdrawing support for canceling figures and companies after they have done something or said something considered objectionable or offensive, so something bad. Why do you think cancel culture is called like that?
I don't know. I don't really know. I can't think of anything.
Well, theoretically, what people think of is that you cancel culture is about canceling people's culture because of what they did. And last question, do you think cancel culture is bad?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
Now we have an interesting interview with Mr. Violet, an English teacher at the OBS, a bilingual school. What do you think cancel culture is?
I think cancel culture is kind of an online pile on when a lot of people decide that something or someone isn't okay and all at the same time announce that.
That is basically the correct definition, which dictionary.com refers to. So why do you think cancel culture is called like that?
I don't know. I assume it's because it's kind of snappy just to say, like, oh, you're canceled. And I guess it refers to, like, for me personally, I think this points to a larger problem in the way that we perceive the world right now, because you can cancel a TV show. And I think that's kind of what this is referring to, is like canceling, something after 3 seasons, and people are not seasons. Like, you don't just get to enjoy people for entertainment, right?
Exactly.
So that's my problem with cancel culture, is like, you don't just like get to cancel someone like a TV show. Like, these are probably the same people who are very against the death penalty and are very quick to kind of say, like, okay, this person is over, they should have no more cultural influence.
So, referring to that, do you think cancel culture is bad?
I think it's a good sentiment gone wrong. I think it's basically good for people to say, that's not okay, that's not right, I don't agree with you. I think in order to live in a democracy, you need that. If you don't have that, your democracy is going to die. We need discourse and we need disagreement in public. But it should be corporations and large regulatable entities that are held accountable. And individual people are powerful and interesting and important, but we need to call into question power structures, not what individual people say. That's my personal opinion.
Definitely. So why do you think that people would do cancel culture?
Because it's easy, because it feels good, because it feels good to be right, right? And a lot of the sentiments that are exposed in canceling someone are coming from a good place, but they're just kind of mobilized in this kind of group bad way online where there's just this big pylon. It's like a car crash or
definitely,
something.
Yeah.
But it comes from a good place. It's just done in a way that's not very thoughtful. And it's done in a way that is more for the benefit of the people doing the canceling and less for the benefit of the culture or the discourse at large, in my opinion.
Yeah. So do you think that somehow you would get involved in cancel culture, either being canceled or canceling?
That's a good question. I think I personally am a little bit impulsive, so I might want to jump on a bandwagon. Yeah, sure. Like, that's the appeal of cancel culture is it feels good. It's quick. It's easy to do. Easy to say that was bad. It gives someone an online red card. It's much harder to engage with someone that you disagree with and to take them seriously and try to get them to take you seriously. I think that's really hard. I think I would engage in cancel culture. I think I would.
So this was our podcast about cancel culture. We hope you enjoyed.